It's Sing Along with Max Hour.
Does that mean I can go to sleep?
I hadn't thought about this as being kind of a bedtime tune, a little lullaby. It's very lullaby.
It really is, especially this version.
Yeah, it's just a little upbeat for a lullaby, though.
It would make an appropriate lullaby at the end. Well, that's Still Alive, by the way. 8-bit remix.
Woo!
Sounds like it was made with Mario Paint.
Oh, and by the way, this is
the Deadly Eye.
Mm-hmm. Oh, welcome. It's nice to have you here.
Oh, ha. Oh, ha.
Max has turned into a lolcat.
Kill it.
Death to the lolcats.
Max is here from 2008.
Hey, lolcats are not cliche.
I didn't say they were cliche.
They're not 2008.
Aren't they?
I guess they are.
Now it's all about the fail blog.
Now that was pretty 2008.5 for me.
True. The art of trolling is more what I'm seeing a lot of now.
The art of trolling?
Yeah.
What's your example of that?
It's a website where they take like the awesome things, not the stupid kind of insulting trolls people do, but the funny, clever ones where like they're going on and doing fun, really fun, long jokes with people, and they take screenshots of that stuff and put it on this website called The Art of Trolling.
Oh, I'm going to pause here.
So we can just pause the recording and start again. That's a useful feature.
Yeah, welcome to the 21st century. The Beatles didn't have anything like this. I got a silent laugh from Kim on that one, which is I I'm not supposed to be laughing, which I'm guessing is because, you know, the Beatles are sacred because we play them all the time here.
Oh, yes, the Beatles are untouchable in my mind. He's playing on the sarcasm there. The only way you've really exposed me to the Beatles is through the Beatles Complete on ukulele.
And Beatles influence bands. As much as I love them, I'm tired. I'm tired of the Beatles. I probably said that on the podcast before. I don't know. And I like Battles now, though. The Battles, that's the band that does the ice cream song.
Oh, yes, okay.
And I hadn't gotten the Beatles reference until we just mentioned it now. I'll bet Battles is a Beatles reference.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah. So back to Portal 2. And that's what we've been playing lately. I got that for my birthday, and it came out in April, and we've been making our way through it. Mm-hmm. And what do you think, guys? Thumbs up or thumbs down on Portal 2?
Thumbs up, sky. Thumbs to the sky.
Thumbs up.
Flaming thumbs to the sky. Oh, no, that was Thor, right?
Yeah, that was Thor, which was substantially worse plot-wise.
Rainbow-colored flaming lightning thumbs to the sky.
I wish they'd been rainbow colored. That would have explained a lot.
By the power of Grey Thumb.
Double thumbs all the way across the sky.
Starting to look like triple thumbs.
Oh, could you guys make me like a lightning bolt rainbow double thumbs in any gif? I would really like that.
Maybe I'll dress up as that for Halloween. That will be...
I think as a minor you'd be allowed to, but I don't think adults can dress like that.
It'd be too emotionally scarring.
You're emotionally scarring, Max. I used to be a real person.
Now he's Porfacimile.
I'm Professor Porfacimile.
I totally want to have a character in one of my stories named Professor Porfacimile.
Well, you can. I have now hereby in public grant you worldwide exclusive unlimited universal rights to Professor Porfisimile.
Okay. Yeah. Now that just sounded like Porpoisimile, which has me down this whole other road of porpoise adventures.
Professor Porpoisimile. Porpoisimile.
All right.
Now I'm going down an even weirder path.
Well, say it out loud, because that's what this show is all about. Because
now I'm thinking about like Amazon River dolphins and how I can work in a simile around them.
I didn't even know they sold river dolphins on Amazon.
I can, but getting them shipped is hella expensive.
I guess you can't really do ground shipping with dolphins.
Oh, God, we wasted 5 minutes already. We need to get
wasted.
Excuse me, sir.
We had the porpoise simile joke. That's gold. That's pure Amazon gold prime. Double lightning thumbs up to the sky.
Double lightning rainbow colored thumbs up to the
sky. I need to get in front of the mic now. Hello. Hello, everybody. Okay, so Portal 2. Okay, here's the thing I want to ask you guys about Portal 2. Because it's hilarious, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And a big thumbs up. We loved it, right?
Yes.
Ditto. Jinx.
I owe you no sodas. You want me to punch you back? Because I will.
Oh, we are so we're gonna have to do another one this weekend, another show just to make up for how bad this one is. But
I'm not the one who punched somebody.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna leave Portal 2 for the next show because
yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, you're not. It's not like you're jumping in there with anything gold here,
going around punching people.
We're punching and kicking him now. So I wanted to, from my notes here. My notes say favorite recent Doctor. These are my notes, right, Max?
Yeah, they're totally your notes.
I stole his notes. So, Max, who is your favorite recent Doctor? Doctor.
I think I might be shifting through the ninth and the tenth, which will be Christopher Eccleston and David Tennant.
Oh, so now you're moving towards David Tennant? Like before it was Christopher Eccleston and now it's David Tennant?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of varying. Like, I'm like back and forth.
Okay, today, right now, right this moment, make a stand. Tell me, which one?
David Tennant.
David Tennant is cool.
Both has it cool.
So, Cam, do you have anything to tell us? I know that Christopher Eccleston was your favorite, like by a long shot.
I've been having trouble because we got so much more time we got so much more time with David Tennant, and we got to see so much more of his acting prowess in things. And he got those wonderful episodes like Blink and all that other stuff. And so I really fell in love with him, and now I'm loving Matt Smith too, with his whole bow ties are cool thing, because they are, bow ties are so cool.
We now have three bow tie references, right? We're making our way through the first Matt Smith season, and there was the first show, there was the second show where he says bow ties are cool, and then he bumps into Bill Nighy and they're comparing bow ties.
Yeah. I feel like every other episode he has to defend his bow tie.
So, just the Sonic.
So do you feel, yeah, it's true, and he has more catchphrases, it seems.
Yeah.
I don't know. David Tennant had quite a few catchphrases toward the end.
That's he did toward the end. Now what's your favorite David Tennant catchphrase?
Well, this isn't exactly a catchphrase, but I loved when he talked to it. Go, wow, blah, 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 wow, blah, blah, blah.
That sounds like you're saying wow.
Yeah, he says well, but he says it in this long way.
What language does he say it in?
English.
I like, one of my favorites is, the little dish is spinning round.
You can't yawn on mic.
What?
Oh, man, she's yawning on mic. I need something to throw here. Let me see.
That better not be used.
Oh, okay. Well, that was just a napkin now. I've got a spoon, though, so I'll...
Spoon! moon.
I meant to hit the microphone so you can hear. Hand it back to me and I can throw it at you again.
Throwing it. Handing it back to you.
Oh, here, I'll throw this Tamagotchi. Max, you're supposed to object noisily. This is your birthday Tamagotchi. And they're not called Tamagotchi anymore, though.
It's called Tamago.
What's your favorite Dr. Tamagotchi?
There's a Tamagotchi called Dr. Tamagotchi.
Clothing-wise, which doctor of recent doctors, after the reboot doctors, which one do you like best?
Definitely Matt Smith.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the suspenders and the and the bow tie. I love David Tennant's trench coat, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bow ties are cool.
Now, Matt Smith in real life, do you have any idea how old he is?
No idea whatsoever.
He's the youngest doctor. I know that he's the youngest doctor ever.
Yeah.
And but he looks and kind of acts like a little old man.
He so does. It's wonderful.
With his little bow ties and his...
I just had the worst nightmare.
Yeah, what was your nightmare about? Are you quoting the show? I don't remember that if you're quoting the show.
Yeah. We were in... Well...
Oh.
They were in a little town, and there not a whole lot happened. It was a calm town, and...
Okay, so it was one of the shows. You were quoting it.
Yeah.
Okay. Down, boy. Down. Yes, the dream episode, the dream lord.
Oh, I love the dream lord.
So awesome.
Speaking of little old men.
No kidding. That is a very, very little old man.
So we've got Matt Smith on style. You like Matt Smith's style best.
Yeah.
And Christopher Eccleston used to be the deep, dark drama guy for me.
Yeah.
But as we got to the end of the David Tennant era.
Yeah.
He was very dramatic, too.
Germanic?
Germanic. Yeah. He was very dramatic. He was very manny.
Christopher Eccleston is definitely the man, since we're talking about man, he's definitely the manliest of the recent doctors.
Oh.
I love the doctors, but he has that rough and tough...
Yeah.
Awesomeness.
Yeah, he definitely seems like he could kick your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like he's going to go over and just punch a Dalek in the face.
Well, I just remember just being so like scared in that, what is it? What episode is it? The first season that he sees that Dalek and he hates it so much.
It's called...
Okay, if you don't know...
It's called Dalek. It's called Dalek. That's the exact episode. That's what it's called.
Okay. I couldn't remember which number it was.
Which number it was?
I couldn't remember which number episode it was.
7.5.
Okay. But yeah, it's just like, he just had so much.
You get to a certain teenage year and, you know, you give them a straight answer and they just shrug you off. They just...
I don't think that's necessarily it. I think I'm just never used to it now.
I looked it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I heard you typing.
Wikipedia has all the answers.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Wikipedia told me Marilyn Monroe was a squirrel.
Told me she had six toes. There could be a squirrel named Marilyn Monroe. Do you know Dramatic Squirrel's name?
It's Dramatic Chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
Are you sure there's not a Dramatic Squirrel? And are
there
you
probably
sure
is one knowing
the
internet.
Are you sure the Dramatic Squirrel is not named Marilyn Monroe? This is called rhetoric. Look it up. So
I don't need to look it up.
And I've got to call you on the dirty looks because it's just bad radio.
We got dirty Cammy over here.
It's very effective.
I'm tired. I'm running out of
hanging
words.
Out. And it's like you can make a dirty look noise.
So I think that's a dirty look noise from now on. I just go.
That's the exact noise for every dirty look.
Indigestion. Oh, this is very bad.
Yeah, we suck at broadcasting.
Oh, good thing that I was actually just going to put this on an 8-bit USB drive and leave it downtown.
What?
It's peer-to-peer. Peer-to-peer, 8-bit. Gigabytes.
Okay.
Router.
Just throwing a couple more technology words.
RNG.
I don't
see. Forgot my wireless pen modem.
What? Go get your wireless pen modem and show it to me.
Your sonic screwdriver wireless pen modem.
It's sort of quoting Dilbert.
I was sort of
the 11-year-old quoting Dilbert.
We need to have a book of sort of Dilbert quotes.
We need to have a book of any sort of quote.
They're Dilbert quotes, but about half of the quote is just paraphrased.
Like, remember when Dilbert said, "Well, it was in," and it was awesome. And then Dogbert made fun of him.
Because, you know, it's what he does and the stuff.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Okay, so I think we make it a short one. Just to, we're kind of breaking the ice again after getting back after a month.
Yeah.
And then when we all have a little more energy on, say, Saturday, we meet again. And we take these broken in mics and we do a decent show with Ooh. Portal 2 and talking about the differences between Portal 2 and Bubblegum and Silly Putty.
There's not a whole lot of difference, actually.
I didn't say we talk about it now. And then we could have Slurpees.
Yes, I agree with the Slurpees.
Ditto.
I'm thinking if I bring Slurpees that it will raise the roof, y'all. Again, the sign language.
I wasn't necessarily doing that for the crowd. It was just
I think I'm going to tape you during the show, and it'll be a video podcast of us in the background, and then just
my movements.
Cam going.
That's all I do all the time, is just stare at Dad.
Or actually, what I could do is just, you know how you can add like one image, you know, which is the show image. If I just have you doing
just
a dirty,
me looking irritated.
A dirty look, yeah, you're looking irritated. That will be the perfect. And actually, you're just giving me the deadly eye.
Ow.
So bad.
All right. Well, I think that's enough for now. Unless there's something you want to tell. Oh, and Max, we'll do your presentation here. And then we'll include that as a separate audio bit.
Yay.
Yeah.
Mushroom Kingdom Attack.
And so Portal 2, Tamagotchi, which is not Tamagotchi anymore, and Poisonous Plants. And I like Poisonous Plants.
Mm, they both have pee.
Oh, man, it's not late, but it is so late. All right, then. This is it for 3, 2, 1. The
deadly eye. Zero.
Zero? What is zero?
-1. That's how it works.